Terry O'Leary, the new head of the State Health Department's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, has his work cut out for him, retooling an agency to deal with the overprescribing of prescription painkillers.
Over 70% of the abused drugs come out of our own medicine cabinets, and it's not as a result of doctor shopping or theft from pharmacies, but it's a direct result of overprescribing. And we believe that it's not docs doing the wrong thing. It's just not appreciating how dangerous these substances can be.
Maria Bosmas, whose 29-year-old son died recently of a prescription drug overdose, heard just such an excuse from the doctor who had sold her son 180 OxyContin pills and 120 Xanax. The doctor told her, "I didn't know what I was doing."
"He has killed my son, and he had no remorse, no sorry, no feeling. I would like to see some justice done,"
says the health department's Terry O'Leary.
"There will always be bad actors in any field, medical or otherwise. One of our goals is to use the data that we collect to try and track those doctors earlier, and so that we can stop the illegal sale of prescriptions a lot earlier than what has happened in the past."
Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. Law enforcement agencies seem to be getting on the same page when it comes to tackling the abuse of prescription painkillers. Terry O'Leary heads the State Health Department's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement.
"We found that law enforcement throughout the state at all levels has really focused on prescription drug abuse.
But on Staten Island, which has the highest addiction and overdose rate in the city, the district attorney, Daniel Donovan, fears that this is bigger than anything that New York State and its legislators can handle alone.
"Just on Staten Island alone, I have three bridges that cross into New Jersey. And, you know, I commend the people in our state who are struggling to get something passed here that will help us enforce our laws and regulate this a little bit better. But I'll have people from Staten Island just crossing over one of my three bridges to New Jersey to buy their prescription drugs."
Donovan says only a national database to track the sales of narcotic painkillers can solve this problem. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.